Today is Thursday, May 13th. It looks like last year's toilet paper is this year's gasoline, where people are panic buying at the pump, making a gas shortage a whole lot worse. And as one of the most prominent Republican leaders gets kicked out of her leadership role, other Republicans are pushing for a third party. We'll explain. Plus, how you can get the government to help pay one of your bills, why it might be harder to fill swimming pools this summer, and what's behind the Ellen DeGeneres show coming to an end after nearly two decades. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The largest fuel pipeline in the U.S. is now back up and running. But the shutdown that lasted several days has sparked a new problem. Panic buying at the pumps. Yes, analysts say there's now a shortage of gasoline in the southeast, caused by not only the pipeline shutdown itself, but also people stocking up on gas just worried about a possible shortage. As of yesterday, GasBuddy reported nearly 70% of gas stations in North Carolina were out of gas. Nearly half of the stations in Virginia, South Carolina, and Georgia reported outages as well. So officials are asking people on the East Coast to only get gas if they actually need it, and to be patient for the next few days until the supply catches up. Remember, the Colonial Pipeline, which supplies nearly half of all gasoline and jet fuel to the East Coast, was targeted by a Russia-linked hacker group called DarkSide, so it was closed as a precaution. And while it restarted yesterday, the company says it's going to take a few days for the fuel supply chain to return to normal. Meanwhile, in the wake of high-profile hacks, including that one, President Biden is hoping to boost America's cyber defenses. He signed an executive order that does three main things. One, it adds new software standards for government agencies. Two, it requires companies report certain information about hacks when they happen. And three, it creates a cybersecurity safety review board. Experts on that board will be responsible for investigating cyber incidents and publishing security recommendations. It's supposed to work a lot like the National Transportation Safety Board that investigates plane and train crashes. A once prominent Republican leader is now being sidelined by her own party. House Republicans voted to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney as their number three leader. And it's because she continues to criticize former President Trump. Cheney says he's been lying about the 2020 election and wants to make sure people know it was not stolen or rigged. But other party leaders say her back and forth with Trump has become a distraction and the focus needs to be on the future, not the past. Right before the vote, Cheney addressed her colleagues once again, even though many of them booed her at the start of her speech. She spoke more about Trump, saying, quote, "If you want leaders who will enable and spread his destructive lies, I'm not your person. You have plenty of others to choose from." In the end, Republicans decided to recall her as a conference chair. President Trump released a statement afterward calling Cheney a bitter, horrible human being with no personality. Tomorrow, Republican lawmakers will decide who will replace her. As of this morning, one of Trump's allies, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, is running unopposed. As for Cheney, she'll still be a congresswoman, but instead of a party leader, she'll be a regular House member. Though she's promising to keep fighting in other ways, and she could have some new support. More than 100 Republicans are preparing to release a letter today threatening to form a third party if the GOP does not make changes. Specifically, they'll say it's time to break with former President Trump and reject conspiracy theories. Most of those who have signed on are former officials, like former ambassadors, governors, cabinet secretaries, and members of Congress. It's not clear if their threat will actually lead to a third party, though. Many Republicans in Congress now say it would not be a good idea and would just help Democrats win more elections. To be continued. A group of experts is calling the COVID-19 pandemic preventable. That's their finding after months of research. About a year ago, the World Health Organization asked the experts to figure out how the pandemic happened. And this week, they delivered their answer. They started with the early days of the pandemic, calling February of 2020 a lost month. Specifically, their report says the WHO waited too long to declare COVID-19 a public health emergency. It also says many governments ignored warnings and encouraged people to keep going to public events despite the risks. Well, the report says that gave the virus time to spread from China to the rest of the world, eventually killing millions of people in its path. The group also laid out proposed changes meant to prevent the next pandemic. It wants to see overhauls at the WHO to give the organization more resources, along with more power to investigate and act quickly to tackle threats. And right away, it calls for wealthy nations to make sure vaccines get to more places around the globe. The head of the World Health Organization says the agency will discuss these findings with its member states to build a, quote, healthier, safer, and fairer future for all of us. It's official now. Kids 12 and up are now able to get COVID-19 vaccines. After the FDA signed off earlier this week, a CDC advisory panel has now also endorsed the Pfizer shots for adolescents. And with that, more states started opening up vaccination appointments to the younger age group. President Biden says his administration is now working to get doses to pediatricians and family doctors, as well as school-based clinics. But already this morning, there are 15,000 pharmacies around the U.S. ready to vaccinate everyone 12 and up. A lot of mass vaccination sites will be ready to do that as well. The shots will be given the exact same way they're given to adults, in two shots, 3 weeks apart. Remember, large studies have found the vaccine is safe in kids 12 and up and highly effective. All right, more news just ahead, but we'll take a quick break first to thank our sponsor. Did you know May is Mental Health Awareness Month? I think it's so important to talk about because our mental health is just as important as our physical health. When anything, even temporarily, might be interfering with your happiness, why not address it? There may be even things you don't realize are getting in your way. So big or small, BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure out what's going on. I love that you can message your therapist anytime. And of course, you can set up phone or video calls to really get the full benefit of BetterHelp. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and more. And if you're ever not happy with your professional, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. You can always connect in a private online environment. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. 1.6 billion Muslims around the world are marking an end to the holy month of Ramadan. Today marks the beginning of the three-day festival called Eid al-Fitr. The name is Arabic for Feast of Breaking the Fast. During Ramadan, Muslims don't eat or drink anything during daylight hours. It's meant to be a time for reflection and prayer. But when it's over, people typically celebrate by feasting with friends and family. Eid is one of the holiest occasions in the Islamic calendar. The government is starting to help millions of Americans pay for high-speed internet. It's part of a federal program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit. Congress approved more than $3 billion for this program. It gives people at least $50 off their internet bill. It also includes a one-time $100 subsidy to help pay for a laptop or tablet. More than 800 broadband providers have signed on to the program. So who's eligible? The FCC says the program is open to Americans who lost jobs or were furloughed during the pandemic as long as they earned less than $99,000 in 2020. For joint filers, the income cap is just under $200,000. But if you qualify, you do have to act quickly. This program will end when the money for it runs out. We have a link in our episode notes with information on how to sign up. Tesla will no longer let you pay for a car with Bitcoin. It's quite a change from just 2 months ago when the company made headlines for accepting the cryptocurrency for the first time. But now CEO Elon Musk says he's concerned about what Bitcoin is doing to the environment. Essentially, the way digital currencies like Bitcoin are made requires several high-powered computers and machines, and that uses a lot of electricity, which is often made through fossil fuels like coal. It's not clear if Musk was unaware when he started embracing cryptocurrency a few months ago. Still, crypto advocates defend Bitcoin, saying that actually people who mine or create digital currencies are increasingly relying on renewable energy sources. Either way, Musk says he's just putting the Bitcoin transactions on hold for now. Well, after nearly 20 years on the air, The Ellen DeGeneres Show is coming to an end. The daytime talk show host confirmed her upcoming 19th season will be her last. So fans can expect new episodes into 2022, but after that, her current contract with Warner Brothers ends. Ellen plans to talk about the decision on today's episode alongside guest Oprah Winfrey. Ellen recently told The Hollywood Reporter she wanted to find a new challenge, but she denied that recent controversy surrounding her show had anything to do with her decision to move on. Last summer, current and former employees publicly claimed the work environment was toxic. They raised allegations of racism, harassment, and intimidation behind the scenes. There was an investigation, and at least three high-level producers were fired. Ellen issued a public apology on behalf of her show, but the 18th season of the show saw a major audience drop. Nielsen ratings suggested the show lost about a million viewers this season, or about 40% of the audience. The 19th and final season of Ellen is expected to debut this fall. Some of the most popular musicians in the world are being inducted into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This year's class represents the most diverse in the organization's history. It also has more women than ever before. The performer category includes Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, The Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. Musicians become eligible for the Hall of Fame 25 years after the release of their first single or album. This year's induction ceremony is set for October. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. And I'm really excited to tell you about an amazing new service called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things, all from home. I've already used it for decoration in our new nursery, and I'm a huge fan. So here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in physical pieces if you want. Preview your item online in dozens of styles and layouts. You can also get free recommendations from their talented designers. And that's what I did. Thanks to the designer's suggestion, I ultimately chose a frame that I don't think I would have ever gotten just on my own, but I love it. Then your finished pieces will arrive at your door ready to hang. And get this, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. So get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and then use the promo code NEWSWORTHY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Go to framebridge.com, then use the promo code NEWSWORTHY for a discount. That's framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Your summer fun at the pool could be impacted by a national shortage of chlorine. And yes, this is another thing you can blame on the pandemic, at least somewhat. As people stayed home last summer, more people installed pools at their own homes, and those who already had pools started using them a lot more often. Of course, that's on top of community and commercial pools. So why don't we just make more chlorine? Well, the facility that produced a bulk of the country's chlorine tablets burned down last August. The plant caught fire when Hurricane Laura hit Louisiana, and the facility is not expected to reopen until next year. There are two other companies in the U.S. that make chlorine products as well, but as Popular Mechanics reports, both companies would have to increase production by about 50% to fill the gap. The shortage is causing a surge in prices, too. CNBC reports in some areas, prices for chlorine tablets have already doubled since last year. But experts told USA Today, most pool owners need only one bucket of chlorine tablets for the summer season, and they're asking people not to stockpile them. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.